AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A U.S. assessment says China has surged sales to Russia of machine tools, microelectronics, and other technology that Moscow in turn is using to produce missiles, tanks, aircraft, and other weaponry for use in the war against Ukraine. The Russian military reported a successful test launch today of an intercontinental ballistic missile. The House has passed a bill reauthorizing a key surveillance program after days of upheaval by Republicans over the changes. House Speaker Mike Johnson is traveling to Florida to meet with former President and Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump. The AP's Stephen Groves reports Johnson is not on solid ground.
He is facing immense pressure in the House from conservatives. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene has threatened to oust him from the Speaker's office.
The meeting is also important for Trump.
This is an opportunity for him to show that one of the nation's top elected officials, the House Speaker, is traveling to Florida to get his blessing. And it really shows his control over the entire Republican Party.
A suspect is in custody near Houston. A commercial vehicle crashed into a Texas Department of Public Safety office. Several people were seriously injured. A lawmaker says the semi was stolen in an apparent intentional crash. Iran has been threatening to avenge the deaths of two of its generals killed in an airstrike in the Syrian capital Damascus last week. Tehran blames Israel. This is National Security Spokesman John Kirby.
Nobody's sitting back resting easy on this. It's a serious threat. We're taking it seriously. And we believe that it's best for those conversations to happen away from the public eye so that we can make sure, again, Israel is as prepared as possible.
A new rule from the Biden administration means oil and gas companies will have to pay more to drill on federal lands and satisfy stronger requirements to clean up old or abandoned wells. This is AP News. A job opening has quickly been filled in men's college basketball.
Kentucky has hired BYU's Mark Pope as men's basketball coach to succeed John Calipari. The school announced the 51-year-old Pope's hiring in a release on Friday morning, but did not mention any contract details. Pope's hiring brings home a captain of the Wildcats' 1996 national championship team. He was 110 and 52 in five seasons with the Cougars and went 23-11 in their first season in the Big 12 Conference. BYU is also coming off a second NCAA tournament appearance in 4 years under Pope. Calipari stepped down on Tuesday to become coach at Arkansas. I'm Geffen Kuhlbach.
Drug regulators in Europe have found no evidence that popular diabetes and weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy are linked to a higher risk of suicidal thoughts or actions. In January, the Food and Drug Administration said a preliminary review showed no evidence of such a link. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.